This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Evan Erickson. Senator Lisa Murkowski said Tuesday that Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem should resign. The senator says Noem needs to be held to account for an intense immigration crackdown that has killed two citizens in Minneapolis. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports.
Murkowski says Noem has an obligation to maintain control of what the agencies in her jurisdiction are doing. Instead, Murkowski says Noem has fanned the flames, like when the secretary claimed, without evidence, that Alex Preddy, the nurse Border Patrol agents shot to death on Saturday, was a domestic terrorist.
She has, through her words and I think in her actions, she's taken a direction that has not been helpful to the situation, and I don't think that it helps the country.
Murkowski spoke to reporters on her way to a Senate vote as lawmakers returned to the Capitol from a week away. She says it's a good sign that the administration has removed top Border Patrol official Gregory Bovino from Minneapolis, but that accountability rests with Noem.
Should she resign?
You know, I voted for her. I think the president needs to look at who he has in place as the Secretary of Homeland Security. I would not support her again, and I think it probably is time for her to step down.
Murkowski was among the first Republicans in Congress to openly criticize the tactics of the immigration enforcement operation after agents shot Preddy to death. The group of GOP critics remains small. But minutes before Murkowski spoke, North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis also castigated Noem. He said the enforcement operations need to focus on the serious criminals President Trump promised to target and not pursue nonviolent people.
I think that what she's done in Minnesota should be disqualifying. She should be out of a job. Mm-hmm. And I mean, really, it's just amateurish. It's terrible. It's making the president look bad.
Unlike Murkowski and Tillis, Senator Dan Sullivan didn't issue a statement this weekend to condemn Preddy's death or call for reform. He held his phone to his ear as he walked through a crowd of reporters on his way to the Senate chamber to vote. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Bethel's sprint sled dog races have been seeing younger and younger mushers on the roster. As KYUK's Samantha Watson reports, in some cases, that might have to do with keeping it in the family.
The trail of the 2026 Akiak Dash looks like a postcard. Firm snowpack glistening against a bluebird sky. It's quiet, aside from the crunch of your own footsteps and the occasional snow machine zipping by on the Kuskokwim River. And then, slowly, you can start to hear something else. Hey. 16 mushers pass by Bethel's Bluffs, headed upriver to form a 63-mile loop above Akiak and back. It's a race trail Maya Pavla is running for the very first time.
It was good, but there are too much bumps.
Pavla is 15. The Akiak Dash is the young musher's first ever official sled dog race. She came in 10th place. And though the race may have been novel, some things were familiar, like her brother, musher Jason Pavla.
He passed me and he high-fived me. And he said, keep going.
Jason Pavla has been competing in the Dash for years.
I was scared of her. I didn't want her to pass me.
The two siblings are the kids of Louis Pavla, a decorated Queeflick musher who helps manage Bad River kennels. Lewis has several Bogris Creek 150 wins under his belt, and last year took 5th place in the Akiak Dash. Their grandfather is Queeflick mushing fixture Max Olick, who helped start the village's sprint race series and managed local kennels that produced champion dogs. Jason Pavla says he is proud to see his little sister on the trail.
Yeah, I remember when I used to be her age. I'm glad she's starting to dog mush. I'm glad she's starting to try it out. Growing up, she never ever wanted to dog mush, and now I'm gone, So my dad's been taking her along with him during this year's mushing.
The Dash has a history of attracting local teens, and they are dominating the leaderboard, pulling ahead of racers who have been in the sport for years. Maya is 15 and the youngest racer on the roster. She competed alongside Spiridon Cheney, who is 16, Eamon Frederick, who is 17, and Shoveler Wassily Jr., who is 18. Jason is part of that lineage, too. He's 22 years old now, but he started racing around the same time as his sister.
I remember when I used to be the only young man out there, 14 years old, racing against adults. Now there's all of these young men. I'm proud of them. I'm glad to see how mushing is going with all of these young men and everyone, this younger generation, and them wanting to get behind the sled.
Now, Jason jokes he feels old in the sport. He sees the teens' stamina and their ability to just keep going.
They're speedy. They're really fast. They can kick forever. I remember being 14, 15, being able to do that all the race long.
At the Dash's finish line, surrounded by family, Maya says she can't remember when she started mushing. Her mom, Michelle Olick-Pavla, laughs at this. She drops her hand and measures the height of her knee. She remembers the kids accompanying their father on a sled since they were young children. She says it's part of what pulled Jason into the sport, and now Maya.
My granddaughters, they like being in the sled too. So I think they're probably going to get into dog mushing too.
Even though Michelle grew up alongside the sport, she says seeing her young daughter take to the trail was big. When she ran down to the finish line to greet Maya, she was so frazzled she forgot to put on boots. She laughs and points down to her feet. Her pink house slippers are bright against the snow.
Very exciting. I'm so proud of her. I was like about to feel like I was going to cry. Just, very exciting watching her. Thinking back to my son, same way.
The kid's dad, Louis Pavla, is also at the finish line.
For me, it's just another day, I guess.
After a beat, he confesses he was a little more anxious during the race. He followed Maya along the trail as snow machines
nervous, though. I was really nervous all day. So.
He says it's hard work. Mushing, training, and caring for dogs. Factor that into the teenage world of school, sports, and friends. He says a part of him hopes Maya doesn't catch the bug. But after her first major finish and a top 10 spot on the leaderboard, the Pavlis think Maya may be at the start of a career they know well.
Hopefully, I don't know. We'll see. You guys will see her in more races, hopefully.
Yeah. I think she's probably got hooked to it now.
From the Akiak Dash Trail in Bethel, I'm Samantha Watson.
This is KYUK News. I'm Evan Erickson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yoktun Ganumchit coming up.